Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
You're welcome back to the programme. The First Home Scheme, a €400 million fund set up to help first-time buyers to bridge the gap between their mortgage, deposit and the price of a new home as part of the government's Housing for All strategy, has published its first year progress report today. And that report shows almost 2,000 buyers have been approved now, and almost 500 homes have been brought in or have been bought using this scheme. CEO of the First Home Scheme, Michael Broderick, joins me now on the line. You're very welcome, Michael, to the programme. Would you describe this as a good start?
Good evening, Cormac. Yes, no, indeed. We're absolutely delighted with the start. I mean, the fact that there are 2,000 people now who potentially didn't see a way of buying a home last year, who are now armed with an approval from the First Home Scheme that allows them to go out into the market, seek a home and complete that purchase. And 500 have already done that. So, yes, we're absolutely delighted with the first year results.
So 2,000 approved, but only 500, nearly 500 have bought their home. What's holding the rest up?
Yeah, it's a fair question. And there are a number of explanations for that. So firstly, when somebody gets an approval, you know, they fall into one of a number of different categories. So, for example, if I get an approval today, I may then only be starting the process of actually going out to look for a home. Others will already have a home earmarked and they will complete that purchase quite quickly. And then there's a third category whom, you know, will go and they'll buy a house off the plans and it may take up to a year to construct that home. So there's always going to be a delay between approvals and drawdowns. And I suppose that's what's been reflected here in these figures.
Is this for first homes? It's first-time buyers, isn't it? But is it for new homes only?
Yeah, that's correct, Cormac. So it's first-time buyers and new homes only, new houses and apartments, and they are available right across the country.
Okay. And what's the limit on the purchase price? You're not buying €1 million homes for people or helping them to?
No, absolutely not. No, we have a concept called price ceilings, which we have in place. And I suppose the purpose of the price ceilings is to ensure that we don't distort the market or we don't add to house price inflation. And depending on what local authority you're in, there's a different house price ceiling applies. And that's basically set at the median house price for first-time buyer product in that local authority area. Now, there are other factors taken into account as well. So, for example, in the local counties around the Dublin commuter belt or indeed Cork or places like that, the main urban centres, there is account taken of that as well. So the price ceilings are set with that in mind. And they're reviewed twice annually and we've already undertaken two reviews. And changes are made as required based on the information and the data available at that point.
You don't seem to like homes outside of the pale, Michael.
No, we absolutely do. And in fact, we encourage...
You know where I'm going with that, don't you? 80% of the... Let me tell people this. You correct me if I'm wrong. 80% of the approvals have been for homes in the greater Dublin area, mostly.
The 80% of the approvals have been in the commuter belt and also including Cork. But I suppose the important point here, Cormac, is that approvals can only be based on applications. So we are very keen to encourage applications from around the country. So let me just maybe explain the approvals process, because it might sound like that, you know, we're stopping approvals from various parts of the country. So the approval is, the bar for approval here is extremely low, because the requirement here is you must get a mortgage from one of the main banks, AIB, Bank of Ireland, or PTSB, or indeed EBS's Haven, as part of the AIB group, because they are part of this scheme. And indeed, it's open to other lenders to come in as well. But at the moment, they're the banks in the scheme. So if one of those banks provides a customer with a mortgage and they're a first-time buyer and they meet the various criteria in terms of anti-money laundering and so forth, then they automatically qualify for our scheme. So it's not like that we're turning around and saying to people, you don't qualify. Mm-hmm. We don't look at people's salary. We don't look at other financial details.
You help them with about 30%. Is that right? Up to 30% of the purchase price. Is that right? Or the asking price or what?
No, it's up the purchase price. Okay. So we can help them with up to 30% of the purchase price if they're not availing of the help to buy. But if they're availing of the help to buy, then we can provide up
to 20%. So what the opposition politicians were saying at the start of the scheme surely has borne fruit. It's inflationary. It's pushing prices up.
Well, I suppose the house prices, as we know, have been going up right across the board, be they new, secondhand or others, because there are a number of different factors, many which are outside the control of the country. But the fact of the matter is that over the last 12 months, the First Home Scheme have funded 500 homes at this point. If you take account of the fact that there was about 30,000 homes delivered in Ireland last year, and let's even take the 10,000 of those are from schemes, the fact that the First Home Scheme is funding 500 of those is about 5%. So I don't think it is very credible for people to be saying that the First Home Scheme is adding to house price inflation in a scenario where we're only involved in 5% of the purchases.
Logic would suggest so. Can I ask you this finally? I look back at the launch of the First Home Scheme, and Minister Dara O'Brien said he believes that the fund will deliver up to 8,000 homes over 4 years. That's on average 2,000 homes a year. You've come back here with nearly 500. I mean, you're not hitting the targets, Michael.
Well, bear in mind, Cormac, that we have approvals of 2,000. So we can only provide
approvals. Nearly never build a cow, sure.
But approvals can be given to a customer. It's ultimately up to the customer when they go purchase the home. So we can't force a customer to purchase a home. But what we can do is provide them with the approval and the financial wherewithal to undertake that purchase. And we're doing just that in the sense that we have approved 2,000 individuals and couples to go out there to purchase a home using the scheme.
Okay.
So they will decide very much in their own time when they will actually make that purchase. But we provide them with the funding and the eligibility cert and the approval to allow them to do that.
Let's see how it develops. People can text us to 51551, but the CEO of the First Home Scheme, Michael Broderick, thank you very much indeed.